Hello and welcome to this month's Academy show. So for new members, every month I release an Academy show which goes over what was released in the previous month within Beginner Guitar Academy. Also give shout outs to members that have passed their level assessments and progress checks and also they've hit their guitar anniversaries. So let's just dive straight in and we're going to begin with some member wins and people that have passed their progress checks. So big shout out to Mike Stewart, Kiara, Mike, Daniel, John, Luke, Steve, Mark, Allegra, all passing their progress checks. Big shout out to Allegra, who has just passed her level 5 progress check. That is her last progress check. There's only one progress check in level 5. So nearing the end of the whole course now. Well done to Mark. He's just done his level 3 second progress check. So in level 3 and level 2, there are 2 progress checks. So in level 5, there is just the 1. So yeah, big shout out to all you guys. Then we have the members that passed their level assessments. So John, Claudia, Mike, Joe, Joseph, Christoph, Chris, Barclay and David all passed their levels this month. So well done, guys. On we go to the next level. And then finally, for our member wins, we have some guitar anniversaries. So massive shout out to Edward, Christopher, Martin, David, Allegra, and David Flynn. They've all reached now their 2-year guitar anniversaries. So well done, guys. Massive shout out obviously to Allegra, who's just reached her 2 years and halfway through level 5, which is amazing to get obviously that far in just 2 years. So big shout out to her. Also Lauren, Alex, and Charles, who've hit their 1-year guitar anniversary. So that's massive because I'm sure you've heard me say before, 90% of people quit in the first year of playing guitar. So if you can get over that first year, you are ahead of 90 people. You're in that 10% of people that don't quit. So that's a massive achievement. So well done to you guys. And then just a quick shout out to Steve, Craig, and Martin for being the top contributors last month in the Academy community. So for new members or just perhaps members that have just dived straight into the content and not really gone and explored the community. Community is a great place to go and hang out. There's a lot of conversations in there. I put extra content in there. Just started the new clubs where you can chat to people that are on the same, literally the same level as you. So yeah, definitely a place to go and check it out. So if you haven't interacted with the community, go and check it out. These three are always in there, always joining the conversation, starting up conversations, just fantastic members. So just shout out to you three for, continuing that this month. So now let's talk about some Academy news. So I'm going to share my screen and show you what was released in Beginner Guitar Academy in January. So first thing released was the 5 Simple Blues Licks. Now, I've had a lot of people say, I don't know how to improvise. You know, I've got my scale going. How do I make it sound like a solo? How do I start creating phrases from it? So what I've done here is written out 5 simple blues licks that will help you get going. It will basically start you off. Each lick has like an idea or technique. So lick 1, I think, has a quarter tone bend. Let's have a look. Yeah, quarter tone bend and like a triplet rhythm. So quarter tone bend, really common in blues and rock. So that little idea you can then start using on other notes and playing around and using different parts of your scale. The idea that you see, it's not that long, it's just a really simple little lick, but the idea is you can put these licks together and it's going to give you a solo. I have a video where I break it down, I talk about some of the phrasing, how you can use it. So if you are struggling with your improvisation or how to start in lead guitar, these 5 licks will really help you on the way. And this is in the quick lick section, you can see on this the main dashboard. Just quick links there and then you'll find them. Also, I released a whole new section this month, backing tracks, which is also on the dashboard. And these are just cool backing tracks I found on YouTube, ones I use quite often in classes. So you don't have to go off and basically search for them. The problem with YouTube, as I'm sure you're aware, you go on there to get something or to do a video. I do this all this time researching, like the podcast. And then another video catches my eye. Before now, I'm watching something completely different. I've gone off on a tangent. And, you know, I've spent half an hour just watching nonsense rather than doing what I should be. So I've spent the time wasted on YouTube to bring you some cool backing tracks. You can see these are all blues backing tracks. I've chosen blues ones, all in different keys. So you can take those licks I just showed you, the 5 basic licks, move them around different keys. Now that is really important. If you get a lick, an idea, not only just seeing what pattern it's in for the minor pentatonic scale, but then being able to move it to different keys means then obviously you can play it in different places and it's going to make it more usable. So these backing tracks will be really useful for that. And again, they're all in here. I've just embedded Facebook embedded YouTube videos. So you can click on that. And again, you don't have to get lost in YouTube. So hopefully that'll make everything a lot easier. And then finally, we also have January's live Q&A. So if I click on this, you can see the questions under here. So you can click on the question. You'll then jump straight to that point in the video where I'm answering it. I've also put the audio from this video in the member podcast. So you can click on member podcast and we should see the newest audio up the top there, or newest episode of the podcast. So January live Q&A. So you can listen to that obviously on the website. If you've got the podcast, you know, linked in with something like Spotify, it'll just download it straight away. If you haven't got access to the podcast, let me know. You can click here and just drop me a message because I need to manually sign you up for it. You should have got an email when you first subscribed to Beginner Guitar Club or when I launched this a few months back. If you haven't, let me know and obviously we'll sort that out. But it is on the website if you just want to check out there. Again, on the dashboard, member podcast. Now, speaking of podcasts, I just want to quickly go over the podcasts I have released in January. And January's theme was jamming. So the first episode I launched at the beginning of January was Why Jamming is Essential for Guitarists. So obviously going over the topic, talking about why it might be something good to start thinking about. Second episode was How to Jam by Yourself. So if you haven't got any jam nights near you, you haven't got any real friends that play guitar, then this will kind of help you out how to start doing it just on your own. Then the next episode was How to Jam with Others, some tips for your first jam session, how to go about it, how to find people to jam with. Then the next one's 5 easy songs perfect for beginner jams. So 5 songs which are not too bad to play, ones you can get going on with some nice simple chords. You can start improvising as well, and I go through kind of the steps to do that. And the final one in this series was leveling up your jamming skills. So you've gone through all those ones, you're ready to take to the next level. I go through how to work out what level you are. Are you a beginner? Are you intermediate? Are you advanced with your jamming? And then the roadmap to go to that next level. So these are really good episodes. Again, it takes you all the way through jamming. So definitely check those out, guys, if that's something interesting. And that was the podcast. So that is it, guys, for this Academy show. Thanks so much, obviously, for being a member of Beginner Guitar Academy. Any questions, obviously, let me know. Otherwise, I'll speak to you soon in the Academy.